Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City's signing of Kalidou Koulibaly now seems imminent, according to reports in Italy, which claim there is a good chance the deal will be completed soon. Reports state that Koulibaly has agreed a deal with Manchester City, and now it's up to Napoli as to whether they're prepared to accept a €70 million offer, which is set to arrive soon. Pep Guardiola's side are believed to be the only club in contention for the defender's signature, with PSG and Manchester United put off by Napoli's asking price. Moving on, and City's Champions League struggles may have had a psychological effect on the team. That's according to former midfielder Yaya Toure. City's wait for a maiden Champions League win goes on after they were beaten 3-1 by Lyon in this season's quarter-finals last Saturday, meaning the club, despite lifting four Premier League trophies since 2012, has never equalled nor bettered their one and only semi-final appearance under Manuel Pellegrini in 2016, with the pressure arguably never higher than at present on City to cast aside their own hoodoo, and Guardiola himself still looking for a first Champions League win since 2010. Toure, speaking at Hotels.com Dream Screen, suggested the failure to push on could have a psychological effect. He said, in Europe, all the clubs are vicious. Other clubs are very good and clever. This competition is hard psychologically. It can affect you. When you keep on losing, any team can beat you. And finally, striker Lucas Metscher has admitted he's relishing the chance to work under Citizens legend Vincent Kompany after joining Anderlecht on loan. Belgian giants Anderlecht have announced the signing of the frontman from Premier League heavyweight City on a season-long loan. The 21-year-old will now link up with former City captain Kompany, who recently retired from playing and took charge as Anderlecht coach. Metscher said, "When I was training with the City youth teams, we played against the first team a couple of times. I find myself against Kompany. He was always pushing everyone and coaching a lot on the pitch. I'm really looking forward to working with him again." That's all for now. We'll have more later.